AI Gold Rush, NVIDIA shares jump 9% on earnings report, blockbuster sales forecast. By Lucas Nolan on August 27, 2026. NVIDIA shares climbed more than 9% in morning trading, breaking a four-quarter streak in which the AI chip giant's stock fell the day after earnings despite beating Wall Street's estimates. CNBC reports that the rally began after NVIDIA CFO Colette Kress spoke Wednesday, and it lifted chip stocks broadly. NVIDIA's stock is up more than 9% in morning trading. This rally is driven in part by the company's forecast for revenue growth of 70% for fiscal 2028, which runs from February 2027 to January 2028. CEO Jensen Huang said actual demand from the AI industry is much greater than 70%, and described the sector as having reached its inflection point. Huang also pointed to improved visibility into NVIDIA's supply chain. "We've never forecasted like this before, we have a lot greater visibility now," he said, contrasting today's market with a year earlier. "This time last year, one lab alone was driving the build-out," Huang said. "Today, we have a golden age of new AI labs and startups, multiple frontier labs scaling in parallel, a thriving open model ecosystem and physical AI coming online, with strong momentum across the US and around the world." NVIDIA's AI clouds, industrial and enterprise segment, known as AC, brought in $40.3 billion in sales for the quarter, up 138% from a year earlier. The results were strong, but NVIDIA still faces supply constraints. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, its main chip manufacturer, continues to face bottlenecks, and memory chips, a key component in NVIDIA's products, remain in short supply. Analysts also flag the longer-term risk to NVIDIA's dominance, custom chips being developed by hyperscalers and AI labs such as OpenAI. NVIDIA has also reportedly agreed to buy the open-source platform Hugging Face for $12.9 billion. Business Insider had previously reported that NVIDIA was in talks to acquire the company. Hugging Face achieved national prominence when out-of-control AI models hacked the platform during testing. Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.